You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Tuesday afternoon, the 9th day of December. On the phone line is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Wayne, thanks for being with us. Can I start you with the crude oil this afternoon? Because we're at five-year lows, and this impacts just about everything in the marketplace.
It sure does, Todd.
Well, where do we go from here? There are things that we need to talk about because we have ethanol, which uses about, 35% of the corn crop, I think, 35 to 40%.
Yes, it is.
And so we need to talk about it and whether it has a potential problem with a low price of crude oil, especially when the RBOB price of gasoline is thereabouts the same as the price of a gallon of ethanol, or whether the safety net kicks in, which is what the folks here at the university say should happen, and keeps ethanol moving through the system, although we don't have the extra gallons that were produced in previous times. What are you hearing?
Well, first off, you know, the big news in ethanol today was the Chicago City Council and their committee meeting passed the thing that would push to probably a 15% blend in the city of Chicago. So that was some good news towards the ethanol business that way, is to keep on some usage from an area as big as Chicagoland.
No,
so that was one of the positive things. So, yeah, that was one of the real positive things. It goes to the full council probably within the next 10 days. So that was a big oomph to that. But, you know, as we look at this, you know, we heard that last week at one time that ethanol is actually a penny over the price of gasoline, and you know what, they were actually losing a penny every time they put a gallon of it in rather than not that way. So, you know, that's always, if it gets way out of line, they're going to start using their RINs. So, I mean, that is one of the things. You know, right now, I know the ethanol plants are running full blast. They've had a good run on things here. Good profit levels, are making a lot of money now. They can afford to take a little less for that ethanol, especially if we could get a little bit of our DDGs going to China, which was one of the rumors yesterday. So, you know, all in all, I think we're on the right track, but it does, we heard of, you know, some of the fracking wells not buying as much sand to take up to the Dakotas for some of their stuff, too. So all sorts of things figuring in.
All right. So those are sorts of positive things. Chicago, of course, did manage to say that we would like to have 15% blends. I don't know whether they asked Detroit whether that was okay or not. It'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see what the car, what the automobile manufacturers have to say about that. And 15% blends work, I think, in everything that's 2012 or 2010 and newer, but there are older vehicles that it might have more difficulty with them. We'll talk about that more later, I'm sure. In 2001 and older, that would be. So we'll see what that Chicago little bit of news will turn out to be. And then the DDGs was interesting. The rumor was that China is going to allow all sorts of DDGs with all sorts of GMOs. Is that right?
It was best that they were going to be much more open to looking at some shipments. You know, we talked about possibly beans going back in the containers that brought all of our Christmas items over. And it looks like they'd like to use some of those containers for DDGs. And I think that because of some of the pictures that showed the mold and some of their piles of corn and some going out of condition, that they're thinking they might be more open to this.
So, oh, yeah, I forgot about those, too. That was an interesting little thing. So they've got a whole lot of corn that's on the ground, much like we do in the U.S., but it's not in very good condition in China.
No, it's not. And, you know, it seems like we do sometimes a poor job, but compared to other countries, we do a tremendous job of managing our piles out in the wide open spaces. So, you know, that just doesn't work well with guys that aren't used to running grain elevators.
And finally, before I let you go for the afternoon, your thought process about tomorrow's USDA WASDE, or World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. They're due out at 11 o'clock Central Time and noon in your time zone.
Well, you know, the trade is thinking we're going to see a little increase in the carryout in corn, a little decrease in the carryout in beans. Will they actually say or do anything? I hope that they do, you know, go ahead and push to what they really think it's going to be. I think the one we're going to look at more so for me is going to be the FSA report next week to see if the acreages are closer than what they were the last time we talked about. But we'll look for probably the markets to stay strong into the report, and depending on what they say, then we might see a little sell-off afterwards. But we're going to see what those reports say first, and I think we'll stay strong at least through noon hour tomorrow.
Any reason to believe that the FSA numbers will start to catch up? For instance, are deadlines due for farmers to report?
I think that, you know, they should have a more complete figure than they had the last time they've come out. And, more figures generally added to them gets to be a bigger one, so it'd be closer to the NAS number we've seen. So, we'll hope that they're a lot closer than what the spread has been so far.
Wayne, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks, Todd.